Previously on B&B and D&D.
A dwarf named Gundren Rockseeker hired the adventuring party to deliver mining supplies to the town of Phandalin. On the way, they discovered that Gundren was ambushed and kidnapped by goblins and sent to Cragmaw Castle by a mysterious figure called the Black Spider. After the party rescued Gundren's ally, Sildar Hallwinter, they arrived in Phandalin to find it under siege by a criminal group called the Red Brands. Citizens of the town told them that the gang is based out of the nearby Trisindar Manor, and that their leader is a wizard named Glassstaff. They entered the basement of the manor, fought some bad guys, rescued some captives, fed a hungry monster they named Gregory, convinced some bugbears to help them by promising one of them a mayoral endorsement, and befriended a goblin named Droop. Hello and welcome to B&B and D&D. That's Ben and Brian and Dungeons and Dragons. I'm Ben. I will be the DM, which means that I have to know and decide absolutely everything that happens in the game world, everything except what the players do. And today, our players are Brian.
Hello, I am Ken Adams. I am a human monk. I am also the world's most famous bartender, so I'm kind of a big deal, guys. You might have heard of me.
We also have Q.
Hi, I'm Alwyn Leondon. I am a high elf ranger, and I am a noble. Being mostly around other elves in my life and being an only child, I don't really understand how other races interact with each other, but I'm trying to learn.
And we have Caitlin.
Hey, I'm a bard, halfling, entertainer, and my name's Violetta Chalkwarts, and I really like my bagpipes.
Let's begin.
You guys want to do anything else before we bust into the study and take care of business?
I can't think of anything.
No.
And what's our plan of attack? Do we go in guns blazing? Do we try the deception thing again? Because third time's a charm.
Let's deceive.
I'm good with deception, but what's our story?
This is a tough one since he's the leader of the Red Brand Gang. I don't really know what would be a convincing lie.
Hey, Droop, do you know something that would be convincing to Red Brand?
Convincing for what?
Like, to convince him that we're not gonna, or like, that we should see him?
He doesn't let many people in there.
Well, have you heard anything about who he lets in?
Pretty much no one.
What okay. If he's not real? It's like the Wizard of Oz. And he's just, like, behind a curtain.
Ooh, man, yeah, huh.
He's just on the other side of this door.
What if, because really all we need is his staff. We don't even have to kill him, right? Because we take the staff back to the lady at the mining company.
And correspondence.
Yes.
Oh, the correspondence, right. Oh, because they're having an affair? Is that what we landed
right
on?
That's
right.
What we decided, yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
The only thing that makes sense.
Okay,
guys, I know many nobles, and the only reason anybody would want correspondence is because there's something they don't want you to see, and it's always about affairs.
Sure, yeah, it's got to be something salacious in some way.
Yeah.
Okay, what if, now, those big goofy guys, who are these guys... They work for the Black Spider, is that right?
Yes.
So we should play both sides of this. We should warn Glassstaff that the Black Spider is coming for him.
Yes!
That's perfect.
We're like triple agents?
Yeah.
Alright, I like this idea. I think it's going to go very well. Should we knock?
Sure.
Or should we just kick the door in?
No, we should knock because we're coming in with a warning.
Right, okay. We should be very humble and polite, but...
what if he's already dead?
Then we don't have to worry.
That's true. That's one less thing to worry about.
Okay.
So we rap on the door.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yep. Like T-ball.
This room, you don't hear anything knock back, but you hear bubbling and dripping sounds through the door.
Oh. Well, what's he doing in there?
Bath time?
He's taking a bath, yes. I don't know. No one answered, though.
Well, let's
just go in. Or should we investigate the door?
I was just going to say, I'd like to investigate the door.
All right, you can do that. You can all roll for investigations.
I got an 11. Oh, no, wait. I got a 13. 14.
I got 13.
The door.
I got 18.
The door is a wooden, normal door, like every other door you've been through so far. No keyhole, just a knob. I mean, and the rest of the door, but just a door.
I'm really surprised by the lack of keyholes in this castle.
Yeah. The only room that was locked. They don't care of privacy at all.
The only locked one was that the armory, I think.
It really seems like Glassstaff should keep his area locked down for security reasons.
Maybe it's a trap if it's not locked.
Good point. Hey, Droop, what are you playing? Are you lying to us?
No! There are no traps that I remember on this side of the complex.
Why wouldn't there be any traps around Glassstaff?
Because he doesn't want to fall into them.
Oh, well, that's true. That's a good point.
He should know that with his castle.
No, this is just some manor they took over, like, a while ago.
Okay.
Just go in.
Alright, who's going in first?
I will.
Alright, you open the door. It appears to be a wizard's workshop.
Oh, is this where Yardo lives?
A rat scurries across the floor and takes refuge under a large work table set up with alembics, retorts, distillation coils, and other alchemical devices. All of it stewing and bubbling away. Bookshelves are crowded with sheaves of parchment and strange-looking tomes.
Wow, guys. Those tomes are strange.
I investigate the tomes.
You investigate the tomes. You see three that are standing out compared to the other ones.
How are they standing out?
They're all sticking out too far. Like, they were recently used but not put up correctly.
Oh, I pick up the three books.
All right, you found Floral Arrangements and Preparation. You found one called Delicious Pumpkin Recipes for Autumn. And you found an unlabeled one.
Ooh. I open the unlabeled one.
You die. No, you don't die. Yeah. Well, inside, you see a script that I'm not sure if you can speak. Can you speak Draconic?
I cannot.
I can.
You can identify it as Draconic, but you can't actually read it then.
Hey, does anybody speak Draconic?
Ken Adams can speak Draconic.
Nice.
Wow, Ken Adams, where'd you learn that?
Oh, you know, don't worry about that. It's part of my tragic backstory.
Well, here is what you read. You read it, and then you summarize it. You don't read the whole book, but, like, you read, like, the first, like, the prologue or whatever.
Okay.
And it says, more than 500 years ago, clans of dwarves and gnomes made an agreement known as Fandelver's Pact, by which they would share a rich mine in a wondrous cavern known as Wave Echo Cave. In addition to its mineral wealth, the mine contained great magical power. Human spellcasters allied themselves with the dwarves and gnomes to channel and bind that energy into a great forge called the Forge of Spells, where magic items could be crafted. Times were good, and the nearby human town of Phandalin prospered as well. But then disaster struck when orcs swept through the north and laid waste to all in their path. A powerful force of orcs, reinforced by evil mercenary wizards, attacked Wave Echo Cave to seize its riches and magic treasures. Human wizards fought alongside their dwarf and gnome allies to defend the Forge of Spells, and the ensuing spell battle destroyed much of the cavern. Few survived the cave-ins and tremors, and the location of Wave Echo Cave was lost.
Guys, we should find Wave Echo Cave.
I like treasure and mystery.
I agree. This seems like a great side quest.
Who wants to roll for history?
Oh, I do. Well, actually, who has the higher advantage? I think it's me.
I have +4.
I have negative one.
mine
what
is...
What kind of bard... Is that why your songs are so inaccurate?
Like what?
You just can't remember song. What happened? All of them. Anyway, who's rolling for history?
I'm also plus four, so either one of us.
All right, you can roll.
Okay, I roll my d20. It is a 12.
All right, well, you remember that you were told the story. You just hadn't... You forgot about it until just now when this refreshed your memory. And you also think, wait a second... Maybe this is what Gundren has found. Because he wanted you to bring mining supplies here.
Oh, yeah.
And he trusted you to do it to the town of Phandalin. So maybe he knows where the cave is.
Oh. Sounds like our old buddy Gundren was up to some pretty, I don't know, like magic stuff. He says like a magic well. I tuned out during the... There's like a war, and there's a well where magic items are forged. Is this
evil correct? Wizards attacked? It was like a forge of souls or magic. I don't remember now. It's a mine where magical things can be made. It was lost in a big war between evil wizards and a bunch of nice human dwarves and gnomes.
Okay.
And you're just in the room. There's all the alchemical stuff. There's another door on the right wall, and there's a rat scurrying around.
I investigate the alchemical stuff.
It is very alchemical, and it's bubbling. But amongst all that stuff, you found three things that you can take if you want to. You found some mercury, some dragon bile, and some powdered nightshade.
I will take all of it, so...
They're each worth 25 gold if you sell them to, like, an apothecary or alchemist.
Can I make spells with them?
If you know how to.
All right, already. So mercury, powdered nightshade, and what else?
Dragon bile.
Ew.
I don't know how they would have gotten that.
Is there anything I can find?
There's a rat.
I'll talk to it.
What? The rat appears curious. And
oh, like, wait, I have my talk to animals. Maybe it can tell us about that guy.
Oh, you want to use that spell?
Yeah.
So what are you going to... You can communicate simple ideas through gestures and simple words.
Hello, rat.
He kind of just like waves back.
Can you tell me about the man who lives here, Glassstaff?
He runs away and under the door to the next room.
Ooh, I bet he's leaving us.
Wait, what if he's Glassstaff?
Oh, great.
Let's follow him.
I investigate the door that it ran behind.
This door is locked.
Ooh.
Does it have a keyhole?
It does have a keyhole.
Can we look through the keyhole?
Yes. You see a bed.
This is bedroom.
Wow. How'd you figure that out?
My investigative skills are amazing.
We have lock picking tools, right?
Someone does.
I think I do.
I think you're the highest sleight of hand or something.
Yep. All right,
sure, pick this lock.
I try to pick the lock.
All right, roll sleight of hand.
Okay, 11 plus 5, 16.
Door clicks open.
Ooh.
I open the door and walk in.
The walls of this bedchamber are covered with drapes of scarlet cloth. The furnishings include a small writing desk with matching chair, a comfortable-looking bed, and a wooden chest at the foot of the bed.
You is also there anybody see, there?
The candle is still... It's off? Not off. The candle's not lit, but it is smoking currently.
Mm. I would like to test his bed.
All right. You hop in his bed, and as you do, you notice the wall is kind of open.
What?
Next to the bed.
It's a secret wall, guys.
And inside that wall, there's a staircase leading up to another door.
Okay. I would like to investigate the wooden chest.
All right. So investigate or open?
Open it.
Inside that wooden chest, you found 130 gold.
Oh, ooh. Nice.
You found 3 pearls.
Okay.
Ooh.
Worth 100 each gold.
Ooh.
100 gold each.
All right.
And 2 magical items.
Ooh.
You found a scroll of charm person, and a scroll of fireball.
Hmm. We're getting rich with friendship and treasure.
Remember, scrolls are one-time use. But
guys, look at this cool stuff I found. We should totally split the money and pearls evenly. And I don't really care about these scrolls. You guys can have those if you want.
All right. Okay.
Okay, so we each get 43
and a third?
We each get 43 and a third of gold.
I'll just take 40.
All right. Fair enough. And then Violetta Chogborgs and I split the rest.
All right, so still in the room, there's a desk, and there's that hole in the wall that leads upstairs.
I'll look in the desk before we go upstairs.
Well, on the desk, you see a bunch of papers and notes stacked neatly on top of it.
Ooh, is there a pen or a quill nearby?
Are any of the correspondences?
You see a lot of written orders to apothecaries and alchemists for more materials. And at the very bottom, you find one note that is stamped with a black spider logo.
Ooh, they're in cahoots, guys.
Read it.
I'm gonna read it.
All right, it says,
Lord... Whoa, guys. We've done some real not-so-great things, but reading someone else's mail is where I draw the line.
That's a federal crime.
I'm gonna read it.
It says, Lord Albrecht, my spies in Neverwinter tell me that strangers are due to arrive in Phandalin. They could be working for the dwarves. Capture them if you can, kill them if you must, but don't allow them to upset our plans. See that any dwarven maps in their possession are delivered to me with haste. I'm counting on you, Yarno. Don't disappoint me.
Are we the strangers?
I think we might be the strangers.
Yes. Wait, isn't Yarno... Oh no, that's Droopy.
Yarno's the wizard that Sildar wanted you to find that disappeared around here recently.
Right.
Guys, they totally want to kill us for no good reason.
I mean, messing up their plans is kind of a good reason.
No.
Well, this note told you what you maybe did or didn't suspect. The missing Yarno is Glassstaff.
What? Get out of town. I did not.
Yarno is Glassstaff?
So apparently disappeared and became leader of the Red Brands. He works for the Black Spider. Sildar will not be pleased with this news.
But also, the Black Spider will also not be pleased with this news, and now we can't say that the Black Staff is double-crossing him.
That really wouldn't have worked. Yeah, good thing we found this letter.
Yeah.
I think we need to cut our losses and get out of here, guys. We have... some very valuable information. What would the benefit be of obtaining the staff now at this point? What would we gain from that?
We have half of the stuff she wanted.
Yeah. I wonder what makes the staff so important. Droop, what do you know about Yardo's magic staff?
He uses it for magic.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. You've been very helpful.
You're welcome!
I don't know, guys. I think we should at least try to find this dude.
Okay, but if things go sideways, do we get to kill him?
Well, we do have some magical items, so maybe we can take him.
Fight magic with magic? I like it.
Yep.
What could go wrong?
Absolutely nothing.
We should
This is foolproof for real this time.
So you go in the secret hallway, you ascend the staircase, where there's a door.
We investigate the door?
It's a door.
Okay.
No holes in it. I mean, like, normal holes. No abnormal holes.
Okay.
We open the unholy door. Alright, you find yourself back in the beaver pelt room.
What?
This place is like a labyrinth, guys.
It's like the trick murder house in England.
Oh, the
Winchesters, the Woolies.
Winchester, San Francisco.
Oh, okay, yeah, that.
And this H.H. Holmes, which is in Chicago. And that was a more of a murder house, though.
It was using the murder castle.
Who wants to roll a spatial awareness check?
Spatial awareness?
It'll be intelligence, just whatever your intelligence modifier is.
Oh, not me. Yeah, I have -1.
All right, I guess I'll do it. Wow, I guess somebody's got to be the brains behind this operation.
This, you know, actually, I should have pieced this together sooner, but this really explains a lot about how this quest has been going.
All right, I got 5 + 2 = 7.
Well, using your, I guess, limited spatial awareness that you just got, you're pretty sure that you've been in every room in this place.
But we haven't found Glassstaff.
Well, it seems like he left in a hurry.
Was he
through that secret door?
What happened to the rat we were following? Are we sure that wasn't?
Oh my god, he's the rat! Okay, so we gotta go back and find the rat.
Well, if he were the rat, I would have thought you would have found a staff somewhere still.
Oh, alright.
What if the staff shrinks with him? It looks like a little toothpick.
did the rat have a little miniature staff with him?
He did not.
Oh, that would have been notable.
But that doesn't mean he didn't.
Did he use it to, like, skewer cheese and have, like, a cheesy shish kebab?
You hear a voice in your head, all of you. It's Gregory. You hear Gregory's voice in your head.
Oh, Gregory's Glassstaff. I knew it.
What? Gregory is not even close to human. No, your voice said, oh, you're still here?
Yeah?
Are you looking for that guy that just ran by?
Yeah.
Oh, he ran outside.
Which guy?
That guy with the glass staff.
Oh, glass staff.
Guys, do you think that was glass staff?
What? Oh my god. There, end of that episode. Oh my god. I can't believe it's him.
The guy with the glass staff is Glassstaff. No way.
What a twist.
So what do you do?
We run after him.
All right. Which bridge do you go across?
The good one.
The trapped one, yeah.
Which one is that?
North.
It's the north one.
Yes, okay, the north bridge. Good. And you run out the cave and out into the forest, where you see in the distance a guy running away from you.
Come back!
He's kind of short. You can see his beard is dark. He has a princely mantle of ermine.
How princely?
It looks princely to your opinion. It looks princely.
Like also, the artist formerly known as?
Yes, it's purple.
I have seen much better ermine cloaks, so.
Of course you have.
I mean, yeah.
And he's holding a glass staff. I wonder who it is.
No way.
He's just running away.
I wonder.
Guys, what do we do?
Should we trip him?
Should we just follow him?
Do you
know where he might be going?
I have no idea. I don't get to leave this place very often.
Oh, what if he's going to Cragmaw Castle?
Oh, yeah, you know where that is, don't you, buddy?
I know it's to the north.
Wait, you don't really know where it is, do you?
No, I don't.
Why do you lie to us always?
I wanted you to rescue me.
You lied about falling asleep, and now you're lying about this.
I told you where his study was.
That is true, you did do that.
It was probably an accidental win for you.
Oh,
While you were talking, you have lost sight of him.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Shucks. We really goofed on that one.
You know his general direction.
Wait. I am apparently particularly familiar and adept at traveling in forests, so can I follow him, his trail?
Yes, you can use a survival roll to try to look for his tracks. And you get advantage, so you can roll it twice and take the better one.
All right, is that a d20?
Yeah, d20 plus whatever your survival is.
Okay, I got a 14 and a 23.
Oh, crap. 23 is probably a good one.
Yep.
You easily see his shoe prints.
I follow his shoe prints.
You follow them until you get to a large boulder in the middle of the path, and his steps just stop there.
I investigate the boulder.
He is behind it.
He's really bad at hiding.
And he walks over. He's in like a big red robe for the Red Brands and his princely ermine mantle. And he's like, "Oh, my good gentlemen and gentleladies. Welcome to my boulder."
Hi.
Hey,
your boulder.
Make yourself at home. You are my guests here. Let me go provide you some entertainment.
I speak to him in the way nobles speak to each other.
Pretentiously.
What do you say?
Pretentiously. I just say, your boulder is very nice. How did you procure it? Have you had it in your family for long?
Oh, yes, it's been passed down by my grandfather and his grandfather. Now, I must be going.
And where would you be going?
Because
your boulder's so lovely.
I have many boulders. I have to go check on another one. I'll see you good gentlewomen and ladies and men later.
Don't you need some help?
Oh, no, I'm fine. Goodbye. He's sidling away.
I sidle after him.
What? You're just a sidle chase?
Who among us has the highest intimidation stat? I'm +2.
I am -1. Which seems odd.
+4.
You're +4?
Yeah.
Alright.
Her charisma is really high, is why.
I think you should threaten him with physical violence to see if we can get the stat.
Okay, as I'm sidling next to him, I'm going to intimidate him.
Alright, what are you going to do?
Ooh, I rolled a 17 plus my 4 is 21.
Alright, what do you do?
Like, hey, listen up, Buster. Wait, what are we doing?
we want to get the staff from him so we can complete the quest.
Oh, give me your staff and we might let you live.
He looks a little scared, but then he suddenly like takes his staff, raises it up in the air, and he like magical energy comes out of it and forms some sort of like magical armor around him.
Hmm. Well,
I am awestruck.
I guess that was predictable. He is magical.
I really felt like that was gonna work.
He raises up a staff again and aims it at you, halfling Violetta.
No.
Yes, he does.
I step in front of Violetta.
Oh.
All right. Well, you're about to get possibly hit. What is your armor class? Your AC?
16.
16. Oh, well, he hit you with whatever magic missile does. He yells, "Magic missile!" And then out of his wand comes 3 glowing darts of magical force.
Oh dear.
And he does 4, 6, 7, 8, 9 damage to you, and you get knocked back 30 feet.
Oh no.
I guess, actually, not 30 feet, because you got knocked into her. So you both like fall about 15 feet and both fall on the ground.
Yikes. Okay, so can
and Violetta? Violetta, yes? roll 1d4 because she fell on you.
Whoopsies.
With great force.
I rolled a 4.
Well, you take 4 damage.
Okay, so question.
That was really sweet.
Yes.
Thank you.
So I had 22 hit points and then I have 17. So do I take 9 away from the 17?
Do you have 22 at the start of this or is it at the start of last time?
I think start of last time.
You rehealed since last time.
Okay. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, can I hit him with my longbow?
Everyone roll a d20 to see your order for fighting.
Okay.
I got a 1.
I got a 1.
I rolled
a
3.
What is with your guys rolling today? Jesus. All right, well, so, Caitlin, you'll be second. The other two of you, you can roll to see which one is better.
Oh, who's got the better one? My one.
I got
a
10.
Okay. A 2, okay, so you'll be there, and then Brian. Violetta, you're first.
I should do a thing. I am going to use my crossbow, and I'm going to aim it for his hand holding the staff.
Do you have a Coke can?
It was a normal can.
You hit his hand, and he did not drop the staff, but now roll the damage for that.
So, D8.
Wait, she knocked the staff out of his hand?
No, she tried to, but it didn't knock out of his hand. He just got shot in the arm.
Okay.
I'm looking for my D8. What shape is it?
Two pyramids on top of each other. It has 8 sides.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thanks, Ben.
I thought that would help.
Okay, 8.
Ow!
That's what you get for not giving me your staff.
You'll regret that.
Okay, I try to cut his arm off with my short sword.
What? Alright, so you get up and you try to do that. So, since you were on the ground at the start of this, you're going to have to disadvantage for trying to get back up and do it.
Okay, so
roll the d20 twice to see if you hit. You have to pick the lower number.
Oh man, I got an 8.
To hit? Oh, you swing, and he just kind of moves out of the way a little bit, and it swoops. It fwishes past him. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Ken.
Ken Adams is going to. Which hand is he holding the staff in?
It is in his right hand.
Okay.
Like all evil people.
Right. Okay, so I approach him, and I punch him in the funny bone on that side. All right,
are you doing... How many attacks are you going to do? You have to decide what you're doing first.
I'm going to do as many as I can. I'm going to use my chi.
Okay. So you're doing like four punches?
Yep, 4 consecutive punches right in the funny bone.
All right, roll a d20 to see if you hit.
I rolled a 5.
You miss all 4 times.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Ooh, I'm sorry, guys.
He raises his staff again. He's suddenly surrounded by a silvery mist. And he seems to disappear. But then you realize that he is teleported on top of the boulder.
Oh. How tall is the boulder?
Like, probably 15 feet.
Oh, okay.
And then from up there, he raises the staff again. He aims it at Violetta, and no. Magic... What? Like, black, lightning-looking magic kind of shoots out of it.
I mean, it sounds cool.
Alright, do... Violetta, do a wisdom saving throw.
My wisdom is real bad.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Ooh, I rolled a nat!
Natural 20?
Yeah.
That's a good thing. It hits you, but you are able to withstand the energy and does no damage, and you are also not paralyzed, which would have been
really
what happened.
I really wish that someone had a camera so they could have, like, captured that moment.
Because you would have been paralyzed.
That would have looked so cool.
He seems kind of confused about how it didn't work, but it's now your turn.
I'll use my dagger.
How are you getting up there?
Up where?
He's up on the boulder, 15 feet above you.
Oh. I'll just use my crossbow again then, since I'm short. I don't think my staff would even reach him.
No. Or would it? Not. No, and it would take you the whole turn just to climb up there.
Oh. I'll do the crossbow again then. Okay, I rolled 16 plus 5, 21.
Okay.
Yeah. 11.
11. Oh, really? Oh, dang.
I rolled an 8, and I have the plus 3 pierce.
That crossbow's stronger than I thought it was. Jesus. All right, so, yeah, you hit him again, and he kind of tumbles off the other side of the boulder.
Oh, cool.
and take some damage from that too. And he's going, ow, ow, on that side.
I scoff at him.
It's your turn. So is that your action?
No.
You scoff. Please, I'm sorry, don't kill me.
Okay, so I walk around to the other side of the boulder, and then I attack him with my longbow.
I'll tell you things if you don't kill me.
What will you tell us?
I'll tell you what I know about the black spider.
Alright, tell us.
I'll only tell you if you take me back to Phandalin.
Why would we take you back to Phandalin?
Just put me in jail so you can, instead of killing me. I'd rather be in prison.
Alright, guys, what do we think?
Well, first things first, we should make him give us the staff so he's harmless. And then decide to
bring him. And tie him up.
Okay, that sounds good. So we do that. We take his weapon and tie him up.
Okay, thank you. Just please don't kill me.
And then we kill him.
What?
Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry. Okay, so...
We march him back to Phandalin.
All right, you get back to town. Where do you go with him? He's being a model prisoner, by the way. He's not trying to escape. He's not doing anything like that. He's just trying to be as nice as he can right now. I'm sorry, guys.
Can we stroll him past the tavern where his gang members were hanging out to make an example out of him?
You can.
Okay. You guys, can we do that, guys? Is that
yes.
Okay. So we walk by the tavern and we look over to the hoodlums and say, "Who's your leader now, fools?"
As you look over, you notice no one's on the porch.
Oh, shit.
That would have been really cool, though.
That was going to be a great moment.
Well, one guy peeks out and like, what?
Nah, never mind. The moment's gone.
Okay. He goes back inside. Will the party learn anything useful from Glassstaff? Where's Droop been this whole time? And will they ever save Gundren Rockseeker? Find out next time on B&B and D&D.